It's here and now in Iowa, where the caucuses are being held tonight, and candidates are still trying to do the full Grassley. That's named after the Iowa senator who visited all 99 counties. But this year, Donald Trump may have upended that thinking by flying into huge arenas and foregoing the traditional Iowa ground game. Diana Bystrom is director of the Carrie Chapman Katz Center for Women and Politics at Iowa State. She's hosting students and professors from around the country who've come here to witness it all. They saw Rick Santorum at a shooting range. And we met Diane outside a rally for Hillary Clinton at a small venue at Iowa State to find out, what are retail politics?
Retail politics, I think you can even see it today with these events, and I can see it because I've got, you know, people, my visitors going all over the place that are in and near Ames, fairly small venues, but it's really more that personal tone and making that connection with voters. I still think retail politics are important to Iowa.
We'll talk a little bit more about the retail politics and the elements of them. So we have people queuing up here to go into a relatively small event. You mentioned Rick Santorum at a shooting range. We've seen people at pizza parlors, at bowling alleys. It's amazing. I'm amazed someone isn't in my hotel room. Having, you know, a meet and greet.
I know Democrats that go to Republican events and Republicans that go to Democratic events, and they ask questions. And, you know, they're treated with respect by the candidates. I mean, there are people who do not share the candidate's perspective that show up at their events and ask them questions, and sometimes tough questions.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of Rubio at one of his rallies.
Well, I'm grateful to you. Thank you so much for being here. I'm obviously both touched and overwhelmed by the number of people that are here. I thank you all for coming today, but I know you're here because you take very seriously the role you play. In about 48 hours, the people of Iowa will be the first Americans that will get a chance to ask perhaps the most important question of this generation. What kind of country will America be in the 21st century?
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Senator.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Ma'am, your coat.
She was donating it to the campaign. Good to see you guys.
Hey, we'll be there
Good
Monday.
To see you. Thank
so
you.
So Senator Marco Rubio at a rally. No questions at that event that we heard, but total access. So Diane Bystrom of Iowa State. Another big element in retail politics is canvassing door-to-door. We went out with Iowa resident Cindy Passion. She's volunteering with Hillary Clinton's campaign. She picked up a packet of names and addresses and data at Hillary headquarters. Let's listen.
Nearly every retired school teacher I know lives in this neighborhood. So they're going to be like 70 and up. A few families with children in here. This is Dwight and Addie. They're in their 40s. Let's give it a shot. Who knows? If nothing else, I'm going to leave them a sticker and let them know I was here. Hey, are you Addie?
Yeah.
Addie, hi. I'm Cindy Passion. These guys are from NPR.
Sorry, we're just hanging out.
How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Are you ready for this election to be over?
Yes,
yeah.
I am.
Me too.
So.
Me too. I am just here to find out if you know where to go to caucus.
I don't.
Okay.
I was actually, is it
That's
at
why
the
I'm
high
here.
School this year or no?
It's at Northwood.
Oh, okay.
You know what Northwood is?
Yeah.
It's in the gym.
Okay.
And you can keep this
okay.
as a memento of our conversation. Okay, who's next here? We've got a car that just pulled in. I'm going to give him just a minute. This is Charles. He's 83. And he is a one, so he has signed a commitment card. Charles and Mary. Give him just a moment here. I don't like to ambush people right when they come in the door, because then they get hacked off.
Robert?
Hey, how are you?
I'm
Cindy Passion. I'm working for Hillary Clinton.
Oh, good. That's a good job.
Amen. Hello.
Hello.
Do you know where to go? Do you need one of these to remind you or not?
No, we know where to go.
Okay.
We may need a ride.
You may need a ride. Okay. I can arrange for that. Okay. You are Charles and Mary, and right. you may need a ride.
Right.
Especially if it's icy or snowy,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. yeah. Well, I can't drive at night. He doesn't drive.
Okay. And I sure appreciate your time.
No
Thank
sweat.
You. No
Thank
sweat.
Thank you so much. Good luck for Hillary.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Hillary to kick butt. She's too nice.
She's too nice.
Yes, stop being
Bernie's
nice.
Bernie's kind of beaten up on her.
Yes. No one will buy all that socialist crap. Too
he talks big.
Yeah. Oh, it's too liberal.
And the language got even more colorful out there canvassing with a Hillary Clinton volunteer. But it's a reminder of the kind of gloves-off, one-on-one contact that canvassers have. Diane Bystrom, again, you study political communications. How much canvassing is going on right now?
Well, we've had quite a few people come to our door. I'm a registered no party, but my husband's registered in a party, and he is committed to caucus for someone. And so once that happened, we were just getting materials from that campaign. Since I'm no party, apparently I'm being targeted by both Bernie Sanders and Jeb Bush. They have put me in their demographic, I guess.
How do you feel about that, when that doorbell continually rings and the door knocks?
I do think it's important. And I think, you know, a lot of people, they like it and expect it. And so,
you know, really, because I can hear people saying, oh my gosh, if somebody knocked on my door, they're the last person I'd go with. Really, here in Iowa, you can be convinced by someone on your doorstep?
I think people that are older can. If you're a new voter, that might be exciting to you too, to have someone pay attention to you. But, you know, that still is very much going on here, is the canvassing and the door-to-door knocking.
Every campaign office we've gone into, phones are ringing off the hook. Let's listen.
Hi, this is Maggie with Team Cruz. I'm calling to thank you for your support of Senator Cruz and wanted to make sure Ted can still count on you to caucus for him on Monday.
Good afternoon. I'm Jean Reisner. I'm a volunteer with Senator Ted Cruz. Would Neil be available?
Hi, is Sarah home?
Fine, listen, we're just calling to see if you're planning to attend your caucus on Monday night. Well, then, can I bring you some medicine to make sure you feel better?
We've been hearing so much about the Ted Cruz ground operation. What have you been doing here in Iowa for Ted Cruz?
Oh, my God. I've made more phone calls than I ever had in my life and probably ever will. We say we're from the senators. We're one of his constituents, and we're here to answer any questions they might have.
Did you come all the way from Texas?
1,000 miles. We're south of Houston.
Did you drive?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
The major thing we're doing here is we're flipping votes. We're taking those who are sitting on the fence and we're putting them in Ted's camp.
And I'm just assuming you're not all hat.
No, ma'am. We have plenty of cattle.
We have a Camp Cruz here in Iowa. We have one in New Hampshire, and we have one in South.
What
Iowa.
Does that mean, Camp Cruz?
Yeah, so it's a dormitory environment. Folks are coming back and, you know, living their college days. We have two different dormitories.
My husband's here. He went out to get us some lunch. I'm from Montana. We're rooming with our good friends, Bob and Dory Goodwin from Rickreall, Oregon.
So you're put up in a dorm.
Yes.
You used your free frequent flyer mile tickets, I guess.
And my free Chase Visa points to get a rental car. This is very important to us. Remember, our Western primaries aren't till May, and it's decided by then.
All right. Do you know your caucus location? All right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, thank you for your time, and have a great day.
Uh-oh. What happened?
They can't go.
Oh. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 13.
Just some of the dozens of people at Ted Cruz headquarters. He's said to have the best ground campaign here in Iowa. And by the way, those phones were loaded with data. All the people had to do was push buttons and up came numbers and personal info. Again, Diane Bystrom, the big conclusion this year is that people don't have landlines. People aren't answering their phones. More people, I think something like 60%, are now on cell phones. Phone banks are dying out. You say what?
You know, I don't really know that that's the key to turning people out. I mean, I think these events are, I think, turning out your voters. Obama in 2008, you know, text messages, you know, his supporters contacted with him on Facebook. So candidates are using new technologies, and they're very much being able to target those technologies. I mean, you know, the direct mail thing, I mean, you can, you know, I get 4 pieces a day direct mail. You know, I do think that right now they're just trying to get their supporters out. And if you look at the demographic of who turns out in Iowa, even in 2008, Iowans in general that turnout to caucus tend to be older than the general population. They tend to be more educated than the general population.
But then back to this, you know, the newly forming conventional wisdom, which is that the two surging candidates, both Trump and Bernie Sanders, who have these younger followers, Donald Trump, I think, spoke the other day about sleeping for the first time in a Holiday Inn bed. He does huge events, or huge events, as he calls them, right? Without doing as much as the door-to-door. Do you think, as some are saying, that Donald Trump is going to change Iowa forever, that going forward, the candidates are going to say, why are we doing this? He just came in and did big arenas and did Facebook and social media. We don't need to do the ground game anymore.
We won't know until late Monday night or Tuesday morning. My guess is that I still think Cruz looks good on the Republican side, and Marco Rubio is rising.
And it's ground game.
It's ground game, and it's important, but we'll see what happens.
Diana Bystrom teaches political communication at Iowa State. So we've been hearing from Iowa voters. Here's another one. Brittany Gore, president of the Iowa State College Republicans, making her case for Marco Rubio.
So he truly, really understands what it takes to have a national defense. We are slimming down our military. Right now, with the things that we're dealing with ISIS, that's not a smart move. He also understands student loans really well. And being a college student, that means so much to me.
So, Brittany, a Rubio supporter, when you use these points and others to try to convince your Republican friends who might be leaning towards Trump, Bush, or Cruz, what's the one that really resonates?
For college students, student loan debt would be the main one that Rubio has talked about more than any other candidate. He's kind of laid out a couple of different things. So he's talked about having a company being able to pay off your student loan debt for you. If you want to go to grad school or if you want to go to law school, if a company sees potential in you, they can actually pay your way to go to that school, or they can help pay your undergrad off.
Brittany Gore making the case for her candidate, Marco Rubio. Brittany, thank you.
Thank you.
And again, Brittany is president of the Iowa State College Republicans, and we're going to hear from so many more voters all the way through November. You're listening to Here and Now.